Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks. And here we stand, al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Good morning, good people. Welcome, welcome on this Tuesday edition of The Probo Show. Oh my God, here we are. Natch, on this fake Friday. It's a fake Friday. Un viernes falso. Yeah, tomorrow is a national holiday. Oh, is it? Hang on, wait. Tomorrow is the first. No, it's a Madrid holiday. No, national holiday. Workers' Day. Of course, how do we celebrate workers and the act of working? By taking a day off. Makes perfect sense. And then on the 2nd is Dos de Mayo. We celebrate the Madrileños kicking out the French, right? There you go. So yeah, will there be a Probo Show? I'm going to try and do one tomorrow. Yes, from the home studio. Hopefully my internet is fixed. I will let you know more about that later. What's coming up in today's show? A good unpopular opinion today. I told you about it yesterday. Mandatory retirement ages should be abolished. Las edades de jubilación obligatorias deberían ser abolidas. Oof. Controversial one today. In today's 100 humans, we'll ask them to name activities retirees, jubilados, retirees, engage in. Okay, so things that retirees do, basically. And today's complete the news. We'll find out the mistake American Airlines is persistently making. There you go. First of all, a big good morning to all our people, all our amazing Bohemians joining us in the live audience today. That's BTI. We've got Mr. Cruzando. Good morning, guys. So smart, wearing a blazer, Rob. Thank you. Trying to make an effort these days, Natch. Have you noticed? Trying to make an effort to look a little... You know? Why the hell not? Corporate Alligator's with us as well. Is it just me that I cannot hear the show? You should be able to hear it. I'm seeing everything working as normal. Good morning, beautiful Bohemians around the universe and beyond. Good morning. I hope you are feeling bouncy, says the bridge. I suppose you are completely against today's unpopular opinion, asks the bridge. Oh, you'll find out. You'll find out soon. I don't know. I'm kind of more on the fence with today's unpopular opinion than you might think. All right, let's get into it, shall we? How are you doing, Natch? How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
Anything planned for the days off?
No, not really. A lunch and...
Oh, nice. Just a lunch. Mm-hmm. Friends, beers, wines. Okay, dude, that's the best. I've got some projects I need to take care of for a potential client. But other than that, you know, nothing. I'm going to play Fallout and sleep. My God, I need to sleep. Having my family here was beautiful, but I'm tired, man. My normal kind of hibernation over the weekend was interrupted. In the best way, but I do need to catch up on some sleep. I am so tired. All right, let's get into the news, shall we? We've got news from psychology, the science of dating, and news from the art world. So let's get into all those, shall we? First of all, what drives us to share information? Belief alignment trumps surprise and novelty, a study finds. ¿Qué nos impulsa a compartir información? La alineación de creencias supera a la sorpresa y la novedad, según un estudio. Supera, it trumps. You know, not the president, the actual word. It trumps, supera. All right, David's with us as well. How are you doing, David? Good morning, Rob and mates. Oh, all the Bohemians here. If you want to join them, by the way, it's very easy. All you do is go to twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. You can interact with the show on my Instagram, which is also Professional Bohemian. Or if you want to deep dive the news that I use in the show, you can do that on my Patreon, which is also Professional Bohemian. Bohemio Profesional. Pero en inglés. So yeah, this interesting post, diving into the world of psychology again, comes from scipost.org. Find a lot of interesting psychological articles on this site. So yeah, what drives us to share? So common belief would have it that surprise and curiosity would lead us to share content, right? You know, the idea of a clickbait article you won't believe, so shocking. But according to a recent study, if an article aligns with our personal moral compass, we are more likely to share it than if it's surprising or novedoso, or there is novelty there. Let's dig in, shall we? A recent study featured in Scientific Reports, which is a publication, featuring Scientific Reports, challenges the traditional notion that novelty and surprise primarily drive information sharing. Conducted by Jacob T. Goebel and colleagues, the research suggests that information alignment with personal belief plays a more crucial role. The study utilized Twitter data analysis and controlled experiments involving participants who acted as editors' assistants to determine how much information to forward based on its alignment with their beliefs and its novelty. Results indicated that while novel information garnered attention, information that aligned with the user's ideological belief was shared more frequently, irrespective of its novelty. This suggests that a congruence of with pre-existing beliefs significantly influences the decision to share information. The study implications highlight the need to reconsider the dynamics of information dissemination, particularly in the context of belief systems and the spread of misinformation. Several impacts, right, with regards to this piece of news. I mean, politically at least. Is this why we're seeing so much polarization in people's attitudes towards politics? I mean, I hover in the middle. I know I give the left as equally as hard a time as I give the right. If you're on either side of that, of those polls, you probably accuse me of being the opposite. And I don't mind that. But yeah, I kind of hover in the middle. And it makes sense, right? You're seeing some kind of post that that mirrors your belief system, whether that is politically, religious, societal. You are much more likely to share it, right, than if it's just shocking or new. Interesting that this comes out. Let's see what people are saying here. Bridge, Rob, I hear Bohemians and I see Minions in my mind's eye. I am frantically striving to unsee. Yeah, is that because I'm bald? Is Groot bald in, no, Groot, no. Gru, mi villano favorito, Natch. Is he bald? Is the bridge just out and out attacking my baldness right now? I think that I'm feeling attacked, Natch. Feeling triggered. I'll be the Groot to your minion, Bridge. I don't care. Okay, let's see. So there you go. Yeah, interesting study there. Kind of giving us a little more signposting to how these social media bubbles are created. It's not that people are sharing propaganda, more just trying to echo their own belief systems. All right, let's get into the next piece of news, this time from The Guardian. The science isn't there. That's a quote. Do dating apps really help us find our soulmate? La ciencia no está ahí. Realmente las aplicaciones de citas nos ayudan a encontrar a nuestra alma gemela. I love that. Our twin soul. Nuestro alma gemela. Our soulmate. Funny, I was... So this weekend I was with my nephew, for the want of a better word, my cousin's son. And he came with his partner, and they met on Hinge, a dating app. And their relationship just seems amazing. And of course, we've all met people who were in a stable, healthy relationship, and they met on dating apps. Let's get into this Guardian article, shall we? A recent article from The Guardian questions the efficacy of dating apps in helping users find their soulmates, highlighting a class action lawsuit against Match Group, which owns several popular dating apps. The lawsuit accuses the company of using addictive features to keep users engaged, contrary to the claim of apps like Hinge being designed to be deleted. Despite the widespread use of dating apps, over half of all US heterosexual couples, an even greater percentage of gay couples, meet online. The scientific community remains uncertain about their overall effectiveness in fostering meaningful romantic relationships. Interesting. It's true. You want a dating app to be easy to delete, right? You want it to be easy to stop using, because the idea you get into a relationship, you delete the things. So interesting that Match Group, which I assume owns Match.com, no? I don't know. Match Group, in a lawsuit there because their apps are just too addictive and not, as they claim, designed to be deleted. While online dating has transformed the social landscape, enabling millions of relationships, research is still lacking on the quality and longevity of these unions. The apps have been criticized for potentially contributing to addiction and for not always providing the most suitable matches for users. The article discusses ongoing efforts by researchers to understand and improve the matchmaking process through new apps designed to gather more data and refine understanding of human connections. Yeah, I don't know, Natch. How do you feel about these dating apps? You've probably never used one.
No, never.
But do you think they're overall successful in their aims?
I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the app for me, right? It depends on the app. Tinder isn't. Tinder for me is just like a meat market. Who reads the profiles on Tinder? Maybe nowadays things have changed, but back then it was just, you know, first impressions of a photo, not kind of like a deep dive into someone's personality. I used to use OkCupid quite a bit as well when I was single, which was good because they do kind of like personality tests and give you potential match scores based on how you responded to a set of questions. But yeah, most apps make you or force you in, or put you in a position to basically say yes or no to someone, to a potential romantic partner, based solely on how they look. And I find that a little dubious, to say the least. Corporate Alligator says, too addictive, then most social media apps need to be looked at. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, any social media app, is there really that much of a difference between Tinder and Facebook? I mean, you know, they all want to increase their user base. You know, they all kind of, you know, their currency is active users and the time spent on the platform. I mean, in their essence, are they really that different? Yeah, and we definitely need to look at social media for future societal good, right? I think. I mean, certainly having apps on our phones that make us question the way we live, make us feel bad about the way we look. I mean, God, all in exchange for a little dopamine hit if someone likes a post. Come on. Doesn't sound the healthiest to me. All right, final piece of news. Let's get into it. Going to the art world. The world of art. Arte. Fine art. The Louvre considers moving the Mona Lisa to an underground chamber to end public disappointment. El Louvre considera trasladar la Mona Lisa a una cámara subterránea. How was my pronunciation there, Natch? Good? Oh, thank you, thank you. Para acabar con la decepción pública. The Louvre is contemplating moving the Mona Lisa to an underground chamber to enhance visitor satisfaction and manage the overwhelming demand to view the painting. Okay, immediate thoughts there. How is traveling to an underground chamber better than where it is right now? The iconic artwork by Leonardo da Vinci, often perceived as disappointingly small and obscured by bulletproof glass, has led many tourists to feeling underwhelmed. Have you ever been to the Louvre, Natch?
Yes, I have.
Did you see the Mona Lisa?
Yes.
What did you think?
Small.
And underwhelming, right? And yeah. How the hell am I supposed to look at it with all these people here and cameras in the air?
Yeah, and the glass, yes.
Yeah, no, that feeling can only be enhanced by moving the thing underground, right? All right. The proposed relocation aims to address these issues by providing a dedicated, more accessible space for the painting, potentially reducing the congestion and enhancing the viewing experience. The museum's director, Lawrence Descartes, I think I've pronounced that right. Sorry, Lawrence, if you're listening. Express concerns about not fulfilling their duty towards visitors due to the current express concern, current setup, sorry. With an estimated 9 million annual visitors, of whom 80% come primarily to see the Mona Lisa, the move is part of a broader Grand Louvre renovation plan that includes a new museum entrance leading directly to the underground chambers. Yeah, underwhelming, isn't it? I mean, I don't know what you expect. I think most people expect it to be bigger, to be able to see it from closer. Yeah, and not to be obscured behind glass, for example, is a big one for me. Like, I don't know about you, Natch. I don't know how many exhibitions you go to. I assume all of them. You're a cultured man. And like me, you like to view a painting from all dimensions. There is dimensionality to artwork, you know, where you can see the brush strokes and you can see like the journey the artist took to complete the painting. That's one of the things I try and incorporate in my own artwork. I like to leave brush strokes or palette knife marks, so there is some dimensionality to the piece. I mean, you go see the Mona Lisa, you might as well be watching it or looking at it through a mobile phone screen, you know? Let's see if this plan enhances the viewing experience. All right, friends, let's get into today's unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Okay, before we get there, let's just read some comments here. Mr. Cruthando, it should be the Tinder advert. Tinder, the meat market. That is what it's like, though, isn't it? You know? Let's face it, a man like me, Tinder is not built for a man like me, Natch. You know? I need somewhere where, I need the version of Tinder where you talk. Talk to, or whatever. Where I can just, like, leave a little recording. That's where I shine. If you look at me, I just look like the geek emoji. That's my look. That's my style. Yeah, I don't know. These dating apps. Corporate Alligator forgot what it's called. There's a dating app that matches you with people that hate the same things as you. Oh, that's good. Can we get a Probo approve for this mystery app?
Probo approved.
Oh, I hate horses. There you go. You know, maybe that is a better foundation for a relationship. There's another one here called Happen, and it bases you, like, you know, the critical foundation, Natch, for a healthy relationship. You both have crossed paths geographically within the last 24 hours. That's Happen. That's where I met Izzy. You know, that's how they match you based on your, if you've been relatively close to each other. Oh, let's have babies. You went to the same cafe as me. We must have so much in common. Dating apps, my God. All right, let's get into today's unpopular opinion. Today's brain fat, today's pedo-cerebral, pedo-mental is mandatory retirement ages should be abolished. Las edades de jubilación obligatorias deberían ser abolidas. Woo! What do you think they said on Instagram, Natch?
True.
They actually said false, sir. Now, you know, I've written it down in my notes, but I trust you more than I trust myself, so I'm checking. No, yeah, they said false. By 62%. 62% said false. Just over our threshold for it being significant. Yeah, so, yeah, interesting. False. No, we should maintain mandatory retirement ages, argues Instagram. Before we get into the pros and cons, what do you think, Natch?
Might be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think true. We should abolish them. No mandatory age for retirement. If you want to work into your 90s, you should be able to work. All right. Okay, fair play. I'll be honest, completely confused by this one. So I'm hoping to gain some clarity as you guys who are listening through the duration of these pros and cons. So let's see what the elves have said. Okay, so in the pro column, reasons to abolish mandatory retirement ages. First point, age discrimination. Mandatory retirement can be seen as a form of age discrimination. arbitrarily removing experienced workers from the workforce based solely on their age rather than their capacity or performance. Abolishing it supports a more inclusive approach that values competence over age. True story. Yesterday we read a post how people in advancing years are maintaining more of their mental faculties than ever before. So why force them to retire? Workforce flexibility. Many people are living healthier, longer lives and may wish to continue working past the traditional retirement age. Removing mandatory retirement ages allows individuals to make personal decisions about when to retire based on their financial needs, personal health, and career desires. Yeah, surely this is about an individual's choice rather than a government-mandated decision to put you out to pasture as a horse that is no longer rideable. You out on the in the pasture. Now you're ready for the glue factory. Come on. Surely that's a personal decision. Here we go. Talent and experience retention. Older workers bring valuable experience, knowledge, and skills that can be beneficial to organizations and society. Abolishing mandatory retirement can help retain talent and foster multi-generational workplace, which can lead to more innovative and diverse problem-solving approaches. It's true. Older people bring so much more diversity of thought. And I can't help but think if there were more older veterans in the workforce, in more companies, it would help somewhat with what seems to be the only acceptable prejudice in society, which is ageism. You know? Older people are living longer, healthier lives with more of their mental faculties. You know, why is it just so acceptable to put them out to pasture at a certain age? You know, let's get into the final point here. Economic benefits. Allowing older individuals to continue working can have positive economic impacts, such as increased productivity and reduced strain on social security systems. This is particularly relevant in countries facing demographic shifts towards older populations, which is practically every single country now. You know, is this a potential solution to the fact that most of us will never get to an age where we can retire, making it voluntary? Interesting points here. Okay, let's get into the cons now. So again, I thoroughly tortured those poor elves and they gave us some cons, some false reasons. Reasons to maintain mandatory retirement age. Mandatory retirement can help prevent stagnation at higher levels of employment by opening up positions that would otherwise be filled for an extended period. This turnover is crucial for the career advancement of younger generations. This is here where I hit up against my own arguments. I think this is completely true. You need a certain churn of employees in companies so the cream can rise to the top. You know, if you've just got 80-year-old directors in businesses, what do younger generations aspire to? This is one of the problems with people not retiring or retirement ages getting pushed back, is that you have people clinging to positions they've had for the last 30 years, making them, A, impossible to fire because the indemnización, the payout is too high. And possibly, you know, demotivating younger people, seeing it as almost impossible to reach those higher echelons. We need a certain churn in employment. Let's get into the next point. Workforce renewal. Mandatory requirement encourages the infusion of fresh ideas and new skills into organizations and industries. Younger workers often bring new technologies, perspectives, and education that can help drive innovation. Again, a true story. When you have too many older people, higher positions in a company, ideas can get stagnated. People, in general, hate change. Young people bring change, and change is necessary to keep up with the times, with modern sensibilities. Okay, let's get into the next point in the con list. mandatory retirement ages allow for better workforce planning and predictability in managing human resources. Organizations can plan for succession and transition, ensuring that there are no gaps in leadership or expertise. And the final point here in the con column, there are arguments that working into older age might adversely affect one's health and reduce the quality of our retirement years. Mandatory retirement ensures that individuals have an opportunity to enjoy leisure and family time, which are important for overall well-being. Okay, guys, those are your pros and cons. You, our live audience, are our decision makers. You've left a lot of comments in the chat. I'm excited to read those. But I'm going to post a poll and you will tell me. Should mandatory retirement ages be abolished? Abolidas. True or false? Friends, so many things you could have been doing this morning instead of doing those things. You took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you in a few minutes. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, my God, where have you been? It's 9 a.m. Central European time, my friends, and you missed us talking about an interesting scientific study onto what people share and why they share it. It seems to be that the common wisdom of something that's novel and surprising isn't as shareable to us as something that aligns perfectly with our beliefs. I find this fascinating from someone who has come through a content marketing perspective. That's very interesting to me. And let's get into the next piece of news, which was that, the unsuccessful attempts to analyze whether dating apps work or not. The interesting article from The Guardian, hot on the heels of a lawsuit against Match Group, who own several dating apps. And the final piece of news was about the Louvre considering moving the Mona Lisa underground to end public disappointment. Our Natch has seen it, and he said it was disappointing. And as we know, if it comes from the Natch, it's 100% true. With me, you question, but with the Natch, it's the truth. All right, and then we moved into today's unpopular opinion, which is a fascinating one. The poll is still live, guys. You can go in there and vote while we're still talking. Quite surprised by what I'm seeing right now, so do go in there and vote if you haven't already. Go to twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. Join us live. There's a link in the chat where you can vote. Okay, we went over several pros and cons. I've got a ton of messages to read, but first, yeah, Natch, so you're on the truth side of this argument. Yes, it should be abolished.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of agree up to the part where we get to, where as soon as we start talking about, you know, personal decision making, if I feel like I want to carry on working, I should have the ability to carry on working. No government agency has the right to tell me that I am now useless, you know? But then I think of myself in my 70s thinking, geez Louise, I just want to quit. Surely taking away mandatory retirement means for a lot of people, the option of retirement might disappear. Does that make sense, Natch?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which worries me, because I am so looking forward to retiring. I've been working since I was 14 years old, and I'm ready to put my feet up and play video games and make a podcast full time. That's what I'm ready for. So it's a difficult one today. I am. I struggle morally with this one. Because on one side, I'm very pro personal choice, and that government shouldn't have a say in whether I'm useful as an employee or not. But on the other hand, you know, I do believe that people earn retirement You know, that we should respect the fact that our elders have worked their entire life, contributed to society, and that they should be able to rest on their laurels and enjoy the rest of their lives in peace and relaxation. So yeah, I'm kind of on the fence with this one. Let's see what people are saying, shall we? Okay, the bridge here Vero says, every profession should have a retirement age. For instance, being a teacher is not the same as being a miner or a construction worker. Yeah, maybe profession would be a good way to kind of split the difference. But we're still kind of talking about some kind of government entity deciding when someone has exceeded their usefulness in a profession, right? Which kind of, even now, upsets me. I don't know what upsets me more, the fact that there is a mandatory retirement age or the fact that they keep on pushing it back. Do you know what I mean by that, Natch? So I'm like, I hear that they push it back. Oh, now it's 75. I'm like, I'm outraged. But then when I get to 75, I know what I'm like. And I'm going to be, don't you tell me that I can't work. My rebellious side will come out. So it's a tough one. Rob, are you feeling old this week? Just you wait, says the bridge. I am. It's because I spent this weekend with a younger version of me. A younger, more handsome version of me. He's even bald, Natch. How dare he? He's bald, beard. How dare he wear it better than his elder relative? let's see. Sasha says, hello, friends. How are you doing, Sasha? Welcome, welcome. Joining us all the way from Australia. Mr. Cruthando, true. If someone else wants to keep working, it's up to them. I knew a teacher at uni that had to retire when he was in full mental capacity. Yeah. He had to retire. That's the way it's phrased that kind of annoys me, you know? Why? Why does he have to retire when he's contributing? Or he, she, they are contributing positively. Not only to society, but to their work establishment. Let's get into Corpora Alligator has some good points here. European populations are becoming older insofar as mandatory retirement age is discrimination. It's a form of discrimination that will affect many more EU citizens in the future. Also, mandatory retirement age rules shrink the size of an already shrinking workforce even further. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, and also you kind of... Yeah, there's another side of this, another nuance of this argument is that we are already seeing how AI is affecting the workforce in financial industries, in programming, in design, in marketing. We're seeing workforces shrink, you know, just because these AI tools are just so damn efficient. So imagine you've got a shrinking workforce as well as an older workforce maintaining their jobs. What young people? What opportunities do young people have? That worries me. I mean, to a certain respect, my opinions on this are only important insofar as I want to retire someday. Really, it's young people who and their opportunities, because they're the future. That's the generation that are going to have to look after us. We should be treating them a little better, I believe. let's continue. Sam is here. You carry on and become an autonomo and work forever. Whisper that word, Rob. Forever. They say if you never want to get ill in your lifetime, become an autonomo. An autonomo is a freelancer for our international listeners. Yeah, I spent many years being an autonomo. I enjoyed it. It was good. It was nice to be your own boss. But the insecurity, the financial insecurity is very trying. Yeah, and in the summer when there's just no clients, because I was an autónomo in Spain. And basically, one of the things I didn't know when I first got here, Spain closes for a month every year. August. Sorry. No. No one works in August. I beg your pardon? Yeah. No one works in August. Go on holiday. Oh, dear me. Rob, that what bothers you isn't working or retiring. This is from the bridge. It's being forced to do one thing or the other. I like freedom too, but I am so happy now I don't have to work. That has given me freedom. There's another great point, right? what we want as individuals is not always what is best for us. You know? Again, I always use the same example as media. If I was... When I have the choice of what I want to watch on TV, I will watch 24/7 gold mining in Alaska or crab fishing. That is not good for me. What's good for me is to watch documentaries, educational content. You know, I may want to keep on working at 75, but is that good for me? Is that good for my mental health, for my physical health? Have I not earned a rest? So nuanced, this argument today. I'm in love with the messages, guys. Thank you very much for sending them. Let's get into a few messages I received on Instagram. Nora says, there's something to be said for tradition and a well-earned rest. Mandatory retirement can also open up position for younger people. That's true. Miguel says, I totally agree. Mandatory retirement ages feel so outdated. Elaine says, honestly, I think abolishing mandatory retirement age is fair. It lets people choose when they're ready to retire. Yeah, but a lot of people don't have that choice. A lot of people don't have the financial security. Like, I don't have a plan for retirement. Do you have a retirement plan, Natch?
Well, a little bit, yes.
Oh, dude. See, Natch, again, the most intelligent person in the room. yeah, I don't have a plan. I mean, I'm potentially just going to be working until I drop dead one day. Devon says, I hear you, but I think it's about choice. It's unfair to just set an age limit. Corporate Alligator here in the chat says, Monaco is the country with the highest median age in the world. The population has a median age of around 56, which is around 6 years more than in Japan and in Saint-Pierre and Miquelon. Being forced to retire could be dangerous for them. Yeah. So it's interesting. Yeah, obviously there was a slight sway in the Instagram poll towards false, saying no, mandatory retirement ages are for the net good. But how did you guys, our forward thinkers, our decision makers, how did you vote? Well, let's see, shall we? I posted a poll in the chat to our audience. Mandatory retirement ages should be abolished, true or false? You guys said 50-50. So much worries me about this. You abolish mandatory retirement. Is that the first nail in the coffin of abolishing retirement altogether? I think we all deserve a rest. I don't know where I lie on this one. It is such a nuanced argument. I land on the side of being peed off when they push back a retirement age. What, I have to work for another 30 years? Jeez Louise. And then simultaneously thinking, well, you know, don't tell someone they have to retire just because they've hit a certain kind of age. They can still contribute to society. Where does personal freedom and government mandate, where is the gray there? Sam here says, it's very important to have hobbies. Those who have them are usually happy to retire. That's it. I have nothing but hobbies. I would love to retire, paint, and make my podcast every day for you guys. That would be amazing. But would it be best for society? Society needs a certain churn in employment. We need to get younger people employed and give them the motivation, the upward momentum in every company to be able to succeed their elders. However, elders offer a lot to a workforce. Stability, experience, decision making. So it is a fantastically nuanced argument, this one. Something maybe, given that it's a 50-50 result, something maybe we'll come back to one day. And on that note, friends, let's go to today's 100 Humans. Oh my God. It was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans. And I asked them a question. Today's question was, name an activity retirees engage in. So name something that retirees do. Actividades en las que participan los jubilados. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top seven answers right here. Your job in the chat is to identify those top seven answers. Let's see what's being said here. Rob, maybe the worry is what's keeping us on our toes. Could be. All right, Natch, as always, we go to you, our oracle, for the first answer. What do you think, sir?
Playing cards.
You're thinking about moose, right? You know, I remember one of my first experiences, right, of this particular phenomena in Spain. I was speaking to a girl, and she's like, I'm like, where are your grandparents? She's like, they're in the casino. And in my mind, I'm thinking like James Bond, right? No, a casino here in Spain is like a little social group where old people get together and they play cards and dominoes and things. Casino. My God. I'm like, they're there drinking dry martinis. Playing roulette. All right, is playing cards there? No, it's not. What? Okay, the 100 humans are wrong. Natch is right. I don't know what else to say. Okay, let's turn our attention to our wonderful audience, see what they're saying. Sam says golf, jugar el golf. Is it there? Yes, it is, Sam. Well done. 21 of 100 humans said golf, and it is the second most popular answer. A few people said things. Well, one person said sport. I mean, golf is a sport, though, isn't it? I can't imagine retirees, you know, getting into rugby. That would be there are sports and there are sports, friends. All right, let's get into the next one. Sam also says bingo. Something else that was repeated on Instagram, actually. Pedro on Instagram said bingo. A few people said bingo. Is it there, though? No, it's not. What? It's not there. Wah, wah, wah. Mr. Cruthando. Watching building sites. So this is weird, because someone else on Instagram said monitoring constructions. Gemma Resino said, is this a thing in Spain? Do old people just hang out around construction sites? Yeah, Natch is nodding. Okay, I found my new hobby for when I retire, Natch. I'm just gonna get a folding chair and watch construction workers. Is watching building sites there? No, it's not. Okay, you guys, all right, hang on, wait. Let me turn my attention a little bit to the people who answered here on Instagram. Raz, who else? Raz and a few others, where is it? Oh, I know, Raz and a few others, Leo, Ellie, all said gardening, jardineria. Is gardening there? Yes, it is, well done. And it's the number one answer. Oh, my God. Instagram, the Instagram listeners snatching victory there for the number one answer away from our audience. Let's see. So, yeah, seeing buildings. Okay, we've got several answers here in the chat. Sam says church. Copra Alligator says sleeping. Oh dear, people watching, looking after grandchildren. All great answers, but none of them are there. Oh. Sam here says, trips with more retired people. So taking trips, traveling. A few people said traveling. Anna Kassan on Instagram said traveling, as did Nessa Finessa. So did Leo again said traveling. Is traveling there? Yes, it is. Well done. David in the audience also said traveling along with Sam. Traveling is there. Well done. Well done, friends. It's there. It's the number three answer with 10 of 100 humans saying traveling. Ooh, yeah, we need to move this one along. Let me... all right. Vero on Instagram had a good one. And I think she was the only person to say this. No, and Carmen Gonzalez on Instagram. They both said volunteering. You know when you do voluntary work for a good cause? Volunteering. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. Sam says, looking after the garden. That was there. Gardening was the number one answer. Well done, Sam. All right, let's see. So, traveling. Okay, let's go back to Instagram. Did someone say this? No, they did not. Okay, few people here I can read. Feed the pigeons is a great answer. Come on. Take care of the grandchildren, monitor constructions. But here I see a bunch of people, Priya, Raj, and a few others saying walking, hiking, walking. Yeah, walking. MC Via said hiking as well. Walking, going for walks. Is that there? Yes, it is. Cigar Man says dancing. Is that something you would engage in if you're retired, Natch? Would you do a bit of dancing? Yeah, like break dance. The one where you spin around on the floor and stuff. I would love to see my grandparents do that. Is dancing there? No, it's not. Sam here says, looking after the grandchildren. People on Instagram said that one. Also not there. There are two answers that you're missing. Let me give you some clues. Okay, this activity, this is something I'm very... My grandmother used to do this. And the great thing about it is it's kind of like a craft. So she would do this and gift the products of this this craft to her grandchildren. Things that would keep you nice and warm. The activity usually comes along with a clicking sound that is really, really enjoyable to listen to. Clicky, click, 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 click. She tried to teach me to do it, but I was useless. Do you know where it is, Natch?
Knitting.
Tejer, would you say in Spanish? Knitting. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. Corporate Alligator says, now I want to see elderly people going rock climbing. Me too. They can do it. All right. Final one. Something probably I would do post-retirement. Catch up with this. Hacer punto, says the bridge. Another way to say knitting. Okay, last one here is an activity that is not limited to any age. I mean, you learn to do it as a young child, but then sadly, not many people engage in this. Difficult. I need glasses to do it, as does the Natch. I prefer a traditional method to hold something in my hands made of paper. A lot of people prefer to do this on a device of some kind. What do you think it is, Natch?
Reading.
Is it reading? Miss Sasha Hayes gets this one. She says reading. So does Sam. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. I like Corporate Alligator says, watching TV. Yeah, equally. And we'll catch up on TV too. All right, let's very quickly go through the list. I asked 100 humans to name activities. Actividades en que participan los jubilados. Activities that retirees engage in. In position number...
Seven.
We had knitting, tejer, hacer punto. In position number...
Six.
Walking, going for a walk, caminar. In position number...
Five.
Volunteering, voluntariado, I think you say. In position number...
Four.
We have reading, leer. In position number...
Three.
10 of 100 humans said this one. Traveling, viajar. In position number...
Two.
We have golf. Playing golf, jugar el golf. And finally, in position number...
One.
Jardinería, gardening. Well done, Instagram. You got it today. Miss Sasha here says, I read too much. I don't think there's such a thing as reading too much. I think it's good for you. All right, let's go to... Complete the news.
Complete the news!
Guys, I'm having a lot of fun today. Thank you for being here. Okay, complete the news time. I'm going to give you a real news headline, a real life titular news headline. This one about American Airlines. American Airlines keeps mistaking this 101-year-old woman for blank. American Airlines sigue confundiendo una mujer de 101 años con blank. Is it A, a baby, B, luggage, or C, a mannequin? A, a baby, un bebé. B, luggage, equipaje, or C, a mannequin, un maniquí, I think you say in Spanish. I love it. Every one of these answers is hilarious. It doesn't even matter which one's right. American Airlines keeps mistaking this 101-year-old woman for blank. Is it A, a baby, B, luggage, or C, a mannequin? Natch, what do you think?
B.
You think B, luggage? Luggage. Everyone in chat is going wild right now. Only one person says B. A and C are a tie. A and C are a tie. If it's a tie, it's hard to... No, A is in the lead officially, I believe, if I'm counting correctly. A, so chat says A, a baby. Natch says luggage. Let's see what the right answer is. American Airlines keeps confusing a 101-year-old woman for... The answer is... A, a baby. Well done, live audience. Although I have to side with Natch, the most hilarious answer is luggage. That wouldn't be hilarious. A 101-year-old woman named Patricia has been repeatedly mistaken for a baby by American Airlines due to a booking system error that records her birth year as 2022 instead of 1922. Of course, you can read more about that on my Patreon, friends, but sadly... It's the end of another fun-packed, fun episode of The Probo Show. I'm going to try and do a show tomorrow morning from the home studio, so I hope to see you all there, same time, same place. Friends, so many things. Oh, an infinite number of things you could have been doing on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning. But instead of doing those things, you decided to take the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the absolute world. Friends, see you tomorrow.